For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. A Johnson County jail official says the man accused of killing three people outside of Jewish sites near Kansas City is Frazier Glenn Cross. The official confirmed that Cross is the suspect in Sunday's attacks in Overland Park. He spoke on the condition of anonymity because he wasn't authorized to discuss the case publicly. Public records show that the 73-year-old Cross also goes by the last name Miller. The Southern Poverty Law Center says he has long been an outspoken white supremacist and was once a Grand Dragon of the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. The group reports on its website that it spoke to Miller's wife, Marge, by phone Sunday, and she said police told her that her husband had been arrested in Sunday's attacks. President Barack Obama is offering condolences to the families of those killed in Sunday's shootings. Obama says he has asked his White House team to make sure law enforcement authorities have the necessary resources to support the ongoing investigation. He is pledging the full support of the federal government during what he called this trying time. With roughly a month left until the Missouri General Assembly adjourns, some big issues remain unresolved. Jason Rosenbaum looks at the factors that could save or sink some major bills.
Republicans will need to find consensus on efforts to cut taxes and curtail tax credits. Infighting among GOP legislators sunk both of those initiatives last year. It's not clear whether a sales tax increase for transportation projects will survive legislative scrutiny. The 1% tax hike passed the House with bipartisan support, but a group of Republican senators could block the measure. And Governor Jay Nixon's veto pen looms large. He's issued veto threats on bills to revamp the state's criminal code and overhaul school transfer procedures. But the big question is whether Democratic support for these bills will force Nixon to drop his objections. There's still time for these storylines to reach a conclusion as the legislature adjourns on May 16th. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and State Representative Chris Kelly are scheduled to debate the future of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the debate is set for May 3rd at the Shannon County Courthouse. The National Park Service issued options for a draft management plan last year. The preferred plan would close unauthorized horse trails and ban the use of motors on some river stretches. That sparked discussions of whether land should remain in federal hands or become part of the state park system. The Kelly-Kinder debate sprang from a Twitter exchange when Kinder called for state control. The quest by House Speaker Tim Jones to pass new limitations on unions has focused attention on 11 of the 108 Republicans in the Missouri House. That's the number of Republicans who didn't vote last week when the chamber gave initial approval to a proposed ballot measure that would ask voters to prohibit union fees from being a condition of employment. Some Republicans intentionally skipped the vote, but they could get another chance. Last Wednesday's 78-68 vote was just the first step. To advance to the Senate, the measure must pass a second House roll call with at least 82 yes votes. House member T.J. Barry of Kearney is among those who didn't vote. Barry is taking a poll of constituents to help make his decision. An independent report says the University of Missouri failed to follow parts of the federal law that governs sexual harassment when handling the case of a former swimmer's suicide. The report released Friday says the Columbia campus should have investigated 20-year-old Sasha Menucurry's 2011 death after her parents raised questions about the events leading to her suicide. Menucurry alleged she was sexually assaulted by as many as three football players 16 months before she died. The school previously said it didn't act sooner under the Title IX law because neither Menucurry nor her parents sought a police investigation and didn't respond to a later request for information. Some studies being done at the University of Missouri may shed some light on how stroke victims learn to regain control of an impaired hand or even learn how to use their opposite hand. KBIA's Jacob Jones has more.
University of Missouri researchers have started to uncover details on how the brain adapts to the loss or impairment of an individual's dominant hand. Dr. Scott Fry is leading a team in studying how individuals who have had their dominant right hand amputated compensate with the use of their non-dominant left hand.
Our group of individuals who had lost their right dominant hand more than 20 years ago were performing as accurately and as quickly as right-handed individuals of similar age and similar gender.
The research could help stroke victims who have lost mobility in their dominant hand learn how to use their other hand. Subjects underwent MRI scans in order to see what parts of the brain were activated when their left hand was stimulated with small puffs of air. Frey says the tests show both sides of the brain experience activity during the experiment, leading to the conclusion that parts of the brain once dedicated to controlling the right hand had adapted to help control the left, non-dominant hand. Jacob Jones, KBIA News.
An Ashland art teacher is hoping to use her skills to bring a little beauty to a historic Columbia building. KBIA's Mark Collins has this.
Southern Boone Elementary School teacher Jesse Starbuck wants to help the community complete an unfinished mural on the historic Heibel March building. It's located on the corner of Rangeline Street and Wilkes Boulevard. Neighborhood resident Jenny Fannensteel began the mural but never finished it because the building was supposed to be demolished. She was using stories from older residents of the neighborhood as inspiration for the mural design. Palmer says she believes it's very important to finish the mural now that the building won't be demolished.
As an art teacher, I felt pretty obligated to step up and offer any support that I could give to finish the project.
That support will come in the form of a community painting day on April 26th. Palmer says she plans to sketch Fannensteel's designs on the wall and then let members of the community paint the mural. Mark Collins, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarik.